Today's Mishnah is our Masech Tishvias, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And we are Be'ezus Hashem, in the beginning of a new Masech Tishvias. So the topic of Masech Tishvias is the laws of Shemitah. Now, why are the laws of Shemitah referred to as Shvias? It's because the word Shvias is from the Shoresh Shvi, which means the seventh, and Shemitah was a mitzvah that had to be observed every seventh year in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the laws of Shvias are scattered in different places in the Torah, but the primary source is Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Behar. So we'll just go through a few of the Psukim just to get a little bit of a feel of what exactly Masechta Shvias talks about. The pasuk begins, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. Rashi asks the famous question, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? L'chura, all the mitzvahs that Hashem told Moshe, he told in Har Sinai. Why is it that the Torah singles out that the laws of Shvias were Behar Sinai? Rashi says a pshat, but either way, so what are the laws of Shvias? Dabra b'nei Yisrael, v'yomarto alei. Kisavoyu ala oretz, when you get to come to Eretz Yisrael, Asher ani noisin lochem, the land that I'm going to give you, v'shav soha oretz, shabos l'Hashem. So in one sentence, what exactly is Shvias? Shvias are laws that need to be observed in Eretz Yisrael. Ki savoyu el ha'aretz, asher ani noisein lochem. It's mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. Something that you have to do in Eretz Yisrael. And what is it? V'shavso ha'aretz, Shabbos l'Hashem. The land needs to rest. Just like a person needs to rest one day a week. It's what we know as Shabbos. There's a concept of Shabbos for the Aretz. The Shabbos for the Guf, the Shabbos for the person. Every Yid has an obligation to keep Shabbos, one of, if not the most important mitzvah in the Torah. In the same vein, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos that relates not to the person, but relates to the land. The Shavsna Aretz, Shabbos Lashem. And the Pasuk goes into detail what exactly it means that the land has to rest. Sheish Shonim Tizra Sodecha. For 6 years, you're allowed to plant and you're allowed to sow in your field. Sheish Shonim Tizra Karmecha. And for 6 years, you're allowed to prune your vineyards. Va'asavta es tvuasa. And you can gather all the tvua from your field. U'bashana ha'shviyas. However, in the seventh year, Shabbos, Shabbos on yil ha'aretz. The aretz needs to observe a Shabbos. Shabbos la'ashem. Sotcha lo'y sizra. You have to make sure that you don't plant in your field. V'karmecha lo'y sizmar. You have to make sure that you don't prune your vineyard. The pasuk continues. A sviach kitzircha lois siktzar. A sviach is when something grows by itself. So sometimes during the harvest season, grains would fall into the ground and by itself, things would start to grow. So even these aftergrowths, lois siktzar, you're not allowed to harvest. V'es inve nizirecha lois sivtzar. Shnas shabbos in yil oretz. It has to be a year of rest. V'hoiso shabbos ha'oretz lochem lo'ochlo. That all the tefuah and everything that grows during that year should be for you to eat. Who could eat it? Lacha, you. Ula avdecha, and your eved. Vala masecha, your maidservant. Ula schircha, ula toishavcha. We'll see what that means. Hagarim imach. Vala behemtecha, vala chaya, asheb artecha. The behemo is the chayas, they're allowed to eat it. Tia kol tfuasa, lacha. Then the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says that just like every seventh year, you have to observe Shemitah. You're supposed to count seven cycles of 7 years. In other words, 49 years. So you have blocks of 7 years. During those 7 years, Sheishanim, you can do whatever you want. And then in the seventh year, you're restricted. Again, 6 years, you can do whatever you want. And in the seventh year, you're restricted. This follows itself for seven cycles. V'safarta l'cha sheva shabsois shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pa'anim. V'hoyu l'cha yimei sheva shabsois ha'shanim, teishav arbam shanim. And you're going to end up with 49 years. Okay, what happens after the 49th year? The 50th year, I'm skipping, the kidashtem mishnas ha'chamishim shanim. That year is Kaddish as well. And that year is what we know as Yovel. Now, what happens on Yovel? So the pasuk says, Yovel hishnas hachamishim shana tiyalechem. Loisiz ro, v'loisiktzru asifichel, v'loisivtzru as nizira. The laws that a Yid has to observe on Shemitah, you have to observe on Yovel as well. Ki Yovel hi kodesh tiyalechem, menasot etoichlu as tfuasa. And then the Torah mentions other halachas that relate to Yovel as well. So in short, what exactly is Shemitah? Shemitah is to the land what Shabbos is to the person. On Shabbos, a person needs to rest, and on Shemitah, the land needs to rest. Now, the Torah singles out certain things that define rest as it relates to Shemitah, which is interesting, because when it comes to Shabbos, the Torah actually does not mention what it means that a Yid needs to rest on Shabbos. We know what it means. It means that you have to refrain from doing the Lamitas Malachas, the 39 Malachas, that a Yid is not allowed to do on Shabbos. But ironically and counterintuitively, the Torah never mentions anywhere what the definition of a Malach is. How do we know the Lamitas Malachas? It's learned out from the Malachas HaMishkan. Any Malacha that was considered Chashuv when the Yidden were building the Mishkan is considered a malacha as it relates to Shabbos, and those are the malachas that one is not allowed to do. What's the connection between the Mishkan and between Shabbos? Because there's two places in the Torah where the Torah juxtaposed, where the Torah put the laws of Mishkan and the laws of Shabbos next to each other. So the definition of rest as it relates to Shabbos is something that's not mefurish in the Torah. However, as it relates to Shemitah, here the Torah singles out certain malachas that a person is not allowed to do. It says in the Torah very, very clearly, Uvashana hashviyas, Shabbos shabbosim yi la'aret Shabbos l'Hashem. What does that mean? Sodcha loy sizra. You're not allowed to plant in your field. V'charmecha loy sizmar. You're not allowed to prune inside your vineyard. Esfiach kitzircha loy siktzar. V'es invei nezirecha loy siftzar. So the Torah goes on and mentions certain malachas. However, we know that farmers, when they worked in the field, they did a lot more than just sowing in their field and pruning in their vineyard. Right? There was a lot more that was going on. Torah doesn't seem to have ever said that those are things that you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. So is it only the malachas that was singled out in the Torah that a person has to observe in Shemitah? What about all the other malachas that people do in the field that the Torah never mentioned? So the Gemara, Masechtas Ma'akot and Daf Gimel, brings several brises where the Gemara learns out from different drashas in this pasuk itself that it's not only the malachas that was singled out in the Torah, but there are many, 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 many other malachas, things that were commonly done inside the field that would be prohibited to do on Shemitah. Now, there were other malachas that were commonly done in the field that are not prohibited to do on Shemitah. Those things are mutter. However, even within the malachas that are mutter, the Gemara says a lot of them, the Rabbanan came and said, is going to be aser. But the point is that the concept of Shemitah is that the land has to rest. The Torah singles out a few different types of avodos, a few different types of malachas, of what doing malacha in the field is. The Gemara says that even though the Torah only mentioned a few, but really the list is much more comprehensive, it's much more inclusive, and even some that the Torah never forbid, the Rabbanan went ahead and forbid. So it's definitely fair to say from a high level that on Shemitah, a person is not allowed to do any avoida, a person is not allowed to do any melacha inside his field during that Shemitah year. Now, the Torah, a few times when it talks about Shemitah, refers to it as Shabbos. V'shafsa ha'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz l'chem la'achlo. Shabbos shabbosoin yelochem. So several times the Torah, when it's describing Shemitah, it refers to it as Shabbos. And again, that's the comparison between the laws of Shemitah and the laws of Shabbos. The truth is that Shabbos is a day of rest, but Shabbos is also a day that has Kedusha. Al-Kein Beirach Hashem es yom haShabbos vayikacheyu. We know there's a concept of Kedusha Shabbos, and Kedusha Shabbos is one of the themes that underpin a lot of the way a Yid approaches and the way a Yid observes his Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos is something that is going to play a role in the laws of Shemitah as well. And from a high level, because Shabbos is Kedusha, and because Shemitah essentially is a Shabbos, so really a person's field during the seventh year, during the Shemitah year, has Kedusha. And because it has Kedusha, there are limitations in terms of what you're allowed to do with the peiros that grow inside the field on Shabbos, what you're allowed to do with the field itself. So number one, when we talk about Shemitah, we're discussing, you're not allowed to work the field. Say, okay, I didn't work the field. Peiros grew in the field. I can't do whatever I want with those peiros either. And the reason is because those peiros have Kedusha Shvias. Why do they have Kedusha Shvias? What does Shvias have to do with Kedusha? Because Shvias is Shabbos. And Shabbos is Al-Kein Beirach Hashem Es Yom HaShabbos Vayikacheyo. So there's a concept of Kedusha that is bred into the laws of Shemitah, so that when we think of Shemitah, there's really two things we need to think of. Number one, I'm not allowed to do any work in the field. Number two, that anything that grows in the field on Shemitah is going to have Kedusha. And because it's going to have Kedusha, there's going to be limitation. Bottom line is, this is a very, very broad overview, just backdrop, just color just context in terms of what exactly Shemitah is. Of course, as it relates to all the Diktuki Halachas, there's an element of Hefker that underpins Shvias. There's a concept of Bir Shvias. There's a whole bunch of different Halachas. Tosfos Shvias, as we're about to learn right now. Shvias is only in Eretz Yisrael, so it ties into Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So many different layers of halachas that relate to the laws of Shvias, but again, it's all based on this backdrop that Shvias is Kedusha, it's every seventh year, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. There's an issue to do work in the field, and also things that grow inside the field. The field itself has a special level of Kedusha. Now, the truth is, there is another element of Shvias that the Torah talks about that has nothing to do with the field, and that is Psukim in the Torah, Sefer Dvarim, that say that every seventh year, if a person has an outstanding loan, that loan becomes null and void. So if Reuven loaned money to Shimon, Reuven has a right to collect money. As soon as the loan is due, he can collect it. Shimon has an obligation to pay. However, once this Shemitah year comes, at that point, he's not mechuyev to pay anymore. The beginning of the year, the end of the year, the prusbul, that's a whole nother parasha. It's something that the Mishnayis are going to talk about, but at the very, very end of the Masechta. So Masechta Shvias is 10 prakim. The first 9 are going to deal with the Shemitah of the Aretz. The 10th parak is going to talk about Shemitas Ksafim, which is something that we'll talk about then. Just to end the introduction and to begin the Masechta with one machshava, and that is that we know Chazal in many different places wax poetically about the tremendous madrega of people that keep Shvias. There's a medrash in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, right in the beginning. It's literally chapter 1, verse 1 in Sefer Vayikra. The pasuk says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov, Giboyrei Koyach, Oisei Devaroi, L'shmoya B'kol Devaroi. So the Malachim, they bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov. And the pasuk describes these malachim, they're giboyrei koyach, they're very, very strong. Oisei dvaroi, they do whatever Hashem asks them to do, lishmoya b'kol dvaroi, and they listen to whatever it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks them to do. So the Medrash says, who are these people? Who are these malachim? These people that are giboyrei koyach, they're oisei dvaroi, lishmoya b'kol dvaroi. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, b'shoim reshvias akasim edaber. You want to know who the pasuk's referring to? The pasuk's describing the people that keep Shemitah. Why are they referred to as Giboyrei Koyach, Oseh Dvarei L'Shmoyah B'Kol Dvarei? So Rabbi Yitzchak said, B'Noyek Sheva Olam, ordinarily, Adam Oseh Mitzvah, L'Yoyim Echad, L'Shabbas Achas, L'Chodesh Echad. A person can take upon himself a mitzvah. He's going to do a mitzvah for one day. He's going to do a mitzvah for 1 week. He's going to do a mitzvah for 1 month. Shema L'Shayim Oseh Hashana, but you think a person's capable of doing a mitzvah for an entire year? That's very, very difficult. Abavidein Chomei Chaklei Bayra. This person who has a field and he keeps Shvias, he watches his field be barren for an entire year. Karmei Bayre, he sees his vineyard be barren for an entire year. V'yavei Arnoina, and he pays taxes on it. V'shasik, and he's quiet. Yeshlecha Gibar Gadol Mizeh, is there a Gibar? Is there a person that is exercising more strength than this person? Says Rabbi Yitzchak, you want to know who the pasuk's referring to? That's who the pasuk's referring to. The Giboyrei Koyach, Oseh Dvarei, L'Shmoyah B'Kol Dvarei is referring to the Shomrei Shvias. Chazal talk about the tremendous bracha that a person gets if he keeps Shvias. And my hergish is, as we begin learning Masechta Shvias, is that the Gemara says in Masechta Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, the very, very end of the Masechta. So the Gemara, Amar Yish Lakish, Ma'idich Ziv, what's B'Shan in the Pasuk that says, Zoy Sa Torah, La'oyla, La'mincha, U'lechatas, U'le'oshan, Kala Oysik B'Torah, someone that learns the laws of Oyla, it's Ki'ilu Hikrev Oyla. And someone that learns the laws of Chatos, it's as if he brought a carbon Chatos. And someone that learns the laws of Mincha and Asham, it's as if he brought a carbon Mincha, and it's as if he brought a carbon Asham. If a person learns the halachas of certain karbanos, it's as if he brought those karbanos. But it's Yiduah D'Chsam Sofer and other Svarim say in different places that it's not only true for karbanos, but it's true for all mitzvahs. In other words, Kala Oysik B'Torah Shvias, it's Ki'ilu Mekayim Shvias. To learn Masechta Shvias this year is definitely Dovar Be'itai Matoiv. It's Inyana D'Yoyma. This year is Shvias. And really the schos of learning Masechta Shvias is tremendous bracha. It's the bechin of Giboyrei Koyach Oseh Dvarei L'Shmoyah B'Kol Dvarei. The Torah says that anyone that keeps Shvias, it's going to be the Tzivisias Brachasi. He's going to be gebenched with tremendous bracha. Not just bracha for a day, not just bracha for a month, but he's going to be zoicha to bracha for an entire year, and even another year, and another year. But that's chos. We should all be zoicha to bracha. And without any further introduction, we begin Masechet Shviyos. So Masechet Shviyos begins with the laws of Tosfos Shviyos. So what exactly is Tosfos Shviyos? So this is an idea that is true for any mitzvah that involves Kedusha. Anytime you have a mitzvah that involves Kedusha, there's a mitzvah to be moisef michoil al HaKodesh. There's a mitzvah not only to observe the laws of Kedusha during the Zman that was prescribed by the Torah, but there's a mitzvah to add. Add a little bit on the front end and add a little bit on the back end. So for example, Shabbos begins whenever Shabbos begins. But we know there's a mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. You're supposed to start Shabbos a little bit before Shabbos and you're supposed to end Shabbos a little bit after Shabbos. Same as Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah of Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. You're supposed to start Yom Kippur a little bit before Yom Kippur and you're supposed to end Yom Kippur a little bit after Yom Kippur. The same is true as it relates to Shviyos. You're not just supposed to wait to the first second of Shemitah in order to start observing the laws of Shemitah. But you're supposed to start observing the laws of Shemitah a little bit before Shemitah, and you're supposed to continue a little bit after Shemitah. Why? Because like we said in the introduction, because Shemitah is an Indian, it's a concept of Kedusha. And Kedusha is supposed to always be Moisef Mina Chol Al HaKodesh, and that's this concept of starting a little bit earlier and starting a little bit after. The laws of Tosfos Shviyos is a Din D'oraisa. In fact, we're going to see in the coming Mishnayos, in the Mishnah, a Makar to Tosfos Shviyos. Gemara talks about it in different places, at length, but Tosfos Shviyos is a din d'oraisa. But the din d'oraisa of Tosfos Shviyos was a limited din. The halacha was that a person had to be moisef 30 days. So 30 days before the Shemitah and 30 days after Shemitah. Stating that, the Rabbanan came along, as they so often did, and they said that I like the concept of Tosfos Shviyos so much, I'm going to broaden it. I'm going to expand it. And the Rabbanan said that it's not enough to observe Tosfos Shviyos for 30 days, but you have to observe Tosfos Shviyos even more than 30 days, which meant practically that if you're a farmer, you can't work in the field during the Shemitah year. You can't work in the field already 30 days before the Shemitah year. Why? Because that's Tosfos Shviyos, but you also couldn't work in the field prior to 30 days based on the rabbinic Tosfos Shviyos, based on the fact that the Rabbanim were moisef even more menachay lal HaKodesh, and they said that the laws of Shviyos are going to begin earlier. So this Mishnah that we're about to learn right now, and really some of the coming Mishnayos, are going to discuss the Zman of when exactly Tosfos Shviyos begins Midrabon. Now, just one more point before we start the Mishnah. And when does Shviyos start? And when does Shviyos start? It starts the beginning of the year. When's the beginning of the year? So the truth is, the first Mishnah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, says, Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehem. There are four Rosh Hashanahs, meaning there are different beginnings of the year depending on what you're talking about. As it relates to Shviyos, the beginning of the year is what we know as Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So our Rosh Hashanah, when we blow shofar, the Yom Adin, when we dip the apple in the honey, right? That is the Rosh Hashanah as it relates to the laws of Shviyos. So really, Shviyos starts when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, because of Tosfos Shviyos Midrabanan, it would have to start a month earlier, which is when Rosh Chodesh Elul. Now our Mishnah is going to discuss when the laws of Tosfos Shviyos Midrabanan start. So Zok the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Ad Emasai Chorshin B'Stei Ha'ilon Erev Shviyos. Up until what point is a person allowed to plow inside his field on Erev Shviyos? So on what, up until when is he still allowed to plow? Meaning, when is it that the laws of Tosfos Shviyos start in the event that his field is a stei ilon, the field that he has is a field of trees. So we're talking specifically about a stei ilon, a field of trees, as opposed to what? As opposed to a field of grain, as opposed to a field of some form of tefuah. So we're talking about a stei ilon. The more technical definition of a stei ilon is going to be the topic of the second Mishnah. But for now, the Mishnah says, Dalach, up until when is a person still allowed to plow his field if his field is a stei ilon on Erev Shviyos? Bishamai says, Kol zman shu yafal d'pri. As long as the plowing is going to be good for the peiros that grew in the sixth year, you're still allowed to do it. But once the plowing is not going to benefit the peiros that grew in the sixth year anymore, it's only going to benefit peiros that are going to grow in the seventh year, now you can't do it. Because now the plowing is being done for the seventh year. The seventh year is Shviyos. And just like I'm not allowed to plow my field in the seventh year, so too I would not be able to plow my field in the sixth year if it's going to be L'toyeles of the seventh year. So what's the short answer of when the Zman of Tosfos Shviyos begins according to Beis Shammai? I can work the field in the 6th year as long as it's going to benefit the 6th year. But once it starts benefiting not the 6th year, the 7th year, at that point it's not going to be okay anymore. Basil says Adat Saras. No, it's not at Kolzman Shu Yafal Apri, but it's up until Shavuos. So up until Shavuos, you're still allowed to plow the field. Once Shavuos comes, you can't do it anymore. So wow, Shmita starts Rosh Hashanah. Tois v'shiyas midei Raisa Rosh Chodesh Elo. Tois v'shiyas midei Rabbanon starts already Shavuos. Says the Mishnah, even though there's machloikus v'mishamim b'silu abu kroivim divrei elu liyotz ki divrei elu. You should know that really it wasn't such a big machloikus. Meaning the zman of b'shamim, the zman of b'silu, they were very similar to each other. B'silu's zman of Shavuos was very similar to the zman of b'shamim of kol zman shu yafal apri. Right, usually when there's a machloikus between b'shamim and b'silu, the two opinions are diametrically opposed. Bishamai says, Bishul says, no. Bishamai says, Koriz, Bishul says, a mitzvah. Right? Bishamai says, Mamzer, Bishul says, he's a meyuchas. Right? There's so many nafkaminas, literally, that go from sea to shining sea, mikatsa la katsa, when it comes to a machlaikas between Bishamai and Bishul. But in this machlaikas, the Mishnah says, Ukraivim divriyelo, liyoitzki divriyelo. Mishnah base, I said, stay ilon. What's the technical definition of a stay ilon? Kol shloisha ilon is the beisa. So if you have a parcel of land, that's a beisa is 50 amis by 50 amis, which means it's 2,500 square amis. If there are 3 trees inside a beisa, the entire field becomes a stay ilon. So we know what an ilon is. An ilon's a tree. Now we're discussing what's a field that's known as a field of trees, where the entire field is defined as a stay ilon. So if it was 3 trees to a beisa, then the halach is the entire field would be considered a stay ilon. Okay, imruyin, but we need more criteria. We have to check off some more boxes. Imruyin lasos, if each one of these 3 trees is big enough that it can produce a kikar of the vela, shall shishim mana bayitalki. If each one of these trees is big enough that it can produce a kikar, meaning a block of pressed figs, that's what a devela is, where each one weighs 60 mana, but not just 60 mana, 60 Italian mana. Italki means Italian, like it sounds like it means. So if each one of these trees can produce a block of 60 Italian manas worth of pressed figs, so then the halacha is the tree is considered a tree. If you have 3 of those trees inside an area of 2,500 square amas, the entire field is going to become a stei ilon. And what's the halacha? Kharshin kol beisa b'shvilan. You'd be allowed to plow the entire beisa according to Beis Shammai up until the point that it's still Yafal Apri, and according to Beis Hillel, Ado Atzeres Pachas Mikan. However, in the event that you don't have 3 trees inside the beisa, or in the event that each one of these trees cannot produce this amount of devela, it can't produce this amount of pressed figs, then the halach is the field is not considered a stay ilon. And if it's not considered a stay ilon, you're not going to have the halacha that you're allowed to plow it as much as the Mishnah said you're allowed to plow it. So what then is the halacha? In Chorshin Lohen, you're allowed to plow underneath the individual tree, but only Elam Aloha Oir Vasale, just enough place for the person that's working under the tree to stand, and not just that, for his basket to be able to be there, Chutzalai, it's just for that little area. But everything else, you would not be able to plow up until the time that it's Yafal Apri, or up until the Atzeres. Okay, what then will the Zman of Tois V'Shvius be? Meaning, it sounds like it's going to be earlier. How much earlier is it going to be? So, the earlier Zman is going to be, the Rav speak out, it's going to be Pesach. So from Pesach already, it's going to be a problem. In other words, just to make a sikum, what the Mishnah is saying is that the halach is that Shvius starts on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanon went and they expanded the Zman of Tois V'Shvius, they said it should start even earlier. How much earlier? As it relates to a state ilon, it starts Shavuos time. According to Beis Hillel, it's literally Shavuos, and according to Beis Shammai, it's called Manchu Yafal Apri, but the Mishnah said Kraven Divriyelu Divriyelu, which means it's Shavuos time. So it's around Shavuos time, that's when it starts. Zok the Mishnah, that's a chiddush for a stay ilon. But really, if you would have a field that's not a stay ilon, an ordinary field, it would have to start even earlier. The Zman of Tois V'Shvius would go back a little bit earlier. It would go back already until when? Until Pesach. So now we need to know what a stay ilon is, because a stay ilon is a big kula. A stay ilon allows you to plow the field already until Shavuos. But if it's not a stay ilon, you have to start earlier, a big chumrah. You have to start until Pesach time. So how do you define a stay ilon? So 3 trees, number one, within an area of Beisa, that's number two. Each tree has to have the ability to produce a certain amount of pressed figs. What's the amount? It has to be 60 Italian mana. What happens if you don't have that? So then the halach is the tree itself and the area underneath it that has the kula that you're allowed to plow it up until Shavuos time. But as it relates to the rest of the field, it won't be a stelavon. We're going to look at it as an ordinary tree, what's known as a stelavon or an ordinary field. An ordinary field, you already have to observe Tosfos Shavuos from Pesach time. Here too, you would have to observe it already from Pesach time.